The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered the village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and praising God with a loud voice, he prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not the 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was no one of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your faith has made you well. What wonderful words we all wish to hear. Those are Jesus' words. They are words full of compassion, certainty, and healing. There is something about Jesus' name and his words that is so calming and so healing. And if we could spend time meditating on Jesus' words, I am convinced that one moment of encounter with God could likely turn into miracles in the same way that these 10 lepers found their miracle when they encountered Jesus. I can imagine these lepers so desperate. Can you imagine? They are removed from society with limited or no communication with the outside world. Well, even if they have money, they won't be able to go to the store to buy what they need. They have to wait until there is just a well-wisher person, a kind person to bring them food. Sometimes maybe their family. So they also suffer numbness on the affected areas of their skins. And they or perhaps even paralysis of some of their limbs. And so they also experience eye problems that also can lead to blindness. So you can imagine that the toll it can take on any human being. So they called out to Jesus at a distance, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now Jesus did heal them. And to his surprise, only one person came back to thank him. And where was the other 9? What happened to them? Did they forget the author of their miracle? Jesus, not only he cures diseases, but also he takes away sin and makes us well and full of peace in our souls. Now in Hebrew, shalom means peace. And it's the idea of making something whole or restoring something to completeness. And also, salvation is the name of Jesus, Yeshua, brings the idea of redeeming, saving, or rescuing. So we're talking about the whole person, let's say, the physical, the social, the economic, the spiritual, and the psychological, all of which the lepers had lost. Social, no friends, gone, finished. Economics, everything gone. They are out besides themselves. You can understand. They are like subhuman, basically. That's how maybe they have become. Now, only one person, the Samaritan, came to say thank you. And I'm hoping for today that we would carefully watch our moments, lest we miss our encounter with Christ. So make your moments count. So there was a study that was done by Harvard researchers about moments we spend with our thoughts, wandering away. Do you have those moments? You know? And it turns out that we spend an average of 47% of our time awake lost in our thoughts. Would you have thought of that? Quite dangerous if you think about it, especially when we are driving. The study concluded that it's also when we are most unhappy. I didn't know that. Browsing what coulda, woulda, should have been. I hope I say that right. I'm a baby in English. But I can't begin to imagine what that mind of a leper would have wandered, exploring possibilities of healing. When will I be healed? Maybe if I take this grass, in the rough of them, maybe I'm going to apply them and I'm going to heal. Can you imagine where the mind of a person like that would go? How often were they depressed, dreaming of a life that they could no longer have? But one moment, just one moment, when they saw Jesus, their minds focused. They cried for help to their Creator. So don't miss your moments. We go through different moments when we are awake, different moments. We just have to be awake and careful. Some moments are very valuable and special. So don't miss those moments, just like this one here. God is here. Don't allow yourself to return home without talking to God about it. That which is so important to you, that which is worrisome to you, that which you feel you would like God to intervene in your life. God loves you and cares about you. He understands our pains and how tough it may have been for us lately. And Scripture are clear on this subject. God heals us. So will you take Him upon His word today and ask Him to intervene in your life? Don't allow things, anything, to distract you. I know our minds are going to run again and think about other things, but don't allow your mind to wander. Seize your moment with God and make your moments count. And I know also that when we are celebrating in our lives for something great happening, or when things are going generally very well in our lives, often we tend to return to our old ways. We are so complacent. There's no threat. There's nothing in our lives. So we tend to go to our old ways and we forget to return to God in thanksgiving. Maybe our strength become our weakness instead of us being humble and say, I could go bad anytime. So we need to still go to God anyway, even if things seem to be going well. But I suspect that this is what has happened to these 9 ex-lepers. Maybe what they did was they partied way too much and they went out and partied. I'm no longer a leper. Yay, I'm not a leper. They went partying and they forgot that to return to the author of their miracle and thank God. So they lost their moment with God. But look in contrast. Look at the one who came back. A foreigner, a Samaritan of all people. That's what the Jews would say, because they don't look at each other very well. And then a Jew would say, a Samaritan of all people is the one who knows how to come and thank God. Where are you, the Jews? People of God, where are you? You are the ones who are supposed to be here on your knees thanking God. He recognized that without God, he wouldn't be where he was. And yes, his healing was as spectacular as the other 9 people. But he wondered if there was anything more that he could do to be more thankful. And I pray, Lord God, what ways can we be more thankful, grateful for your hand of favor in our lives? So make your moments count. Don't miss your place and your moment at the Thanksgiving table, where Jesus is inviting us to participate in the divine life, to share in his inheritance, as Paul wrote to Timothy, if we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, then we shall reign with him. God is interested in our total healing, to give us shalom, that deep peace in our souls. Don't let anything, not any spiritual illness, to paralyze you or to make you tired to go on your knees, to keep knocking on God's door. Last, the night before and the night now, knock on God's door. Intervene in my life, oh God. Have you seen that? Oh, I talked to you about it last night, Lord. I'm knocking on your door again, Lord. I want to be here again. Have you listened to me, oh God? I want to give you that, oh, my child. Have you seen him? Would you help, oh God? Knock on God's door and don't ever get tired of talking to God. Take your moment with God seriously. Your miracle might be around the corner. You see, in Africa, we have those moments in our liturgy of giving testimony where we tell others, even the congregation, about what God has done for us, which builds everyone around us their faith. So don't be shy. Speak to God in all honesty today. Make your moments count. Amen.